This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, March 3rd, A.D. 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Canada's Ontario Superior Court of Justice fined Trinity Bible Chapel $83,000 for holding in-person services last month in violation of coronavirus restrictions. Pastor Jacob Rayome wrote, quote, "On January 24th, we worshiped Christ extravagantly at the price of $83,000. He is worth that and so much more. We cannot compare it to the price of the blood he paid so that we would worship him," end quote. And Pastor Will Sherman said the Sunday service that got them in trouble was very spiritually fruitful. They had 7 baptisms, 4 baptism requests, many unchurched people in attendance for the first time, and 2 people who came to Christ. You can give toward their legal expenses through links in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Matthew 9, verses 36 through 38 says, "But when Jesus saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, 'The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.'" The U.S. Supreme Court heard a case on Tuesday over Republican-backed voting restrictions in Arizona. The case comes as many states are introducing fraud prevention measures after the 2020 presidential election. Meanwhile, Arizona Senate Republicans won a court case to investigate 2 million ballots and voting equipment from the 2020 elections in Maricopa County. And Georgia's Senate just passed a bill that would require absentee voters to submit an approved form of identification, like a driver's license. Certain Dr. Seuss books began selling for as high as $2,500 yesterday. Dr. Seuss Enterprises announced they would discontinue selling 6 of the author's popular children's books. They include "And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street," "If I Ran the Zoo," "McGillicott's Pool," "On Beyond Zebra," "Scrambled Egg Super," and "The Cat's Quizzer," reports the Washington Post. The publishing enterprise claimed the books contained racist imagery. Meanwhile, Hasbro, the toy maker, announced it is changing the branding of Mr. Potato Head to just Potato Head. The company shared an article explaining how children can now build Potato Head, quote, "same-sex families," end quote, or, quote, "single-parent families," end quote. Watch the video of Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio speak about the cancel culture at the Conservative Political Action Conference. We have it linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Romans 1, verse 28 says, "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting." Investor and billionaire Warren Buffett released his widely read annual letter to the shareholders of Berkshire Hathaway. Despite setbacks during the coronavirus pandemic, he remained optimistic about his company and the U.S. economy. Buffett noted, quote, "In its brief 232 years of existence, there has been no incubator for unleashing human potential like America. Despite some severe interruptions, our country's economic progress has been breathtaking," end quote. A new Gallup poll found that the percentage of Americans living sexually perverted lifestyles is now 5.6%. That's up from 4.5% in 2017. Still, 86.7% of Americans say they are heterosexual or straight. Younger adults among millennials and Generation Z were much more likely to identify with a sexually perverted lifestyle than older generations. Almost 20% of U.S. adults, or 50 million people, have now received at least one dose of the coronavirus vaccine. 10% of adults are fully inoculated. Coronavirus cases, hospitalizations, and deaths have fallen significantly since the end of January, and states are beginning to ease coronavirus restrictions. And finally, since February 17th, The 40 Days for Life prayer campaign has rescued 118 babies from abortion. The organization holds two campaigns a year for people to pray for the end of the murder of unborn babies right outside of abortion mills. The latest campaign is the largest ever, taking place in 567 cities. Find a 40 Days for Life prayer vigil in a city near you at the website 40daysforlife.com. That's the number 40daysforlife.com. If you and your family dedicate at least 1 hour to pray on the sidewalk in front of an abortion mill through the 40 Days for Life campaign, please email me at adam@theworldview.com. I'd like to feature your story and do a quick interview with you. Proverbs 24, verse 11 says, "Deliver those who are drawn toward death, and hold back those stumbling to the slaughter." And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, March 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2021, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.